The crew, led by Mission Commander Chris Ferguson, met the media Wednesday at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Ferguson, a retired U.S. Navy captain, said that he and his crewmates feel a special obligation to do well.
I think, and we haven't talked about this, I think each of us feels a little perhaps extra burden to make sure that we put on the best possible face forward for the last go-around of this. And the crew's very prepared. We're going to go out and do a fantastic job.
Ferguson, pilot Doug Hurley, and mission specialists Sandy Magnus and Rex Walheim will deliver spare parts and supplies to the International Space Station during their flight. Atlantis will also test whether it is possible to robotically refuel orbiting satellites during its 12-day mission. The shuttle will also return a failed ammonia pump module to help the space agency better understand the failure mechanism and to improve pump designs for future systems. Atlantis is scheduled to lift off July 8th and land in Florida on July 20th. Ferguson says he expects the final landing to be a poignant moment for everyone involved with the shuttle program.
Like I said, when it's all over at the very end, I think that's when it's good. The enormity of it is going to hit us. That last wheel stop call is going to be a little tough.
The mission is the last of the U.S. Space Shuttle program. During its 30-year history, the shuttle fleet, Columbia, Atlantis, Challenger, Discovery, and Endeavour, has logged more than 825 million kilometers of space travel. The first shuttle, Enterprise, never flew in space. Two of the shuttles, Challenger and Columbia, and their crews were lost. Challenger exploded on the launch pad in January of 1986. Columbia disintegrated just minutes before landing in February of 2003. NASA expects to start testing the shuttle's replacement, the Orion spacecraft, with astronauts on board sometime in 2013. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.